fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. I want to continue this week talking about God and God's judgments and how the discipline of the Lord has come upon the church, but it's also coming upon the world and lots of chaos. We're maybe on the verge of war, possibly. I'm not saying we are. I mean, I'm recording this in October. You're listening to it in November. I'm not sure what's going to happen between now and then, but everyone feels the chaos in the culture. Something is happening. We're in a destabilizing time. Institutions that carried this country, the countries of the West, are being deconstructed. The church itself, in many ways, is in huge decline. We're in the midst of intense spiritual conflict. And many people don't see it. In the words of St. John Paul II, we're entering the final confrontation between the gospel and the anti-gospel, the church and the anti-church. And he said that wide circles of American society don't see it. Why? Because we're drifting with the culture. Because the culture has made a break from God. The public recognition of God, the public life that respected God and the things of God is being torn apart. It's being deconstructed. And that happens because human hearts are being seduced by the powers of the kingdom of darkness. And that's a fact. That's not a myth. That's not some fantasy. That's a fact. And we're falling into what Pope Benedict called a shared pretense and a collective deceit. Humanity's rejecting God, suppressing the truth about God because we don't want God's claim over us. We're back in the garden. We want to eat the forbidden fruit because we think it's going to be the thing that empowers us and that somehow the thing that empowers us and going to bring us life is hidden from us and that God himself wants to keep it from us. So we have to seize it and take it and demand it for ourselves. Friends, if we step back for a minute and just reflect, that willfulness is everywhere. It's rooted maybe in the most shiniest idol in our culture today. The most attractive and seductive idol is the lie that says, I am my own master. And that self-creation is my destiny. And that's where I shape and find my identity, my power to self-create, to name my own reality, to define my own truth. That lie is leading to the deconstruction of the human person, the deconstruction of marriage, family, and society at large, and the institutions that upheld society for a long time. Because God and the commands of God, his Ten Commandments, the life Jesus showed us, the teaching of the church itself is necessarily now seen as bigoted, hateful, a corrupting lie based on a myth that certain people created in order to control and dominate human beings and to enslave and to judge people. And therefore, the church is bad. And it stands against people's freedom and human happiness. That's the idol of our time. We too can be gods. We're going to rely on our own understanding. Every man is his own creator. Every man is his own island. And the radical individualism, the rejection of God's created purpose, the dualism of our time, the denial of the language of the body, male and female, God made them, and the whole meaning of sexuality and human reproduction, which builds society, it's all God's plan and purpose, it's being deconstructed. We used to say that as the faith goes, so goes the family. There's a correlation there, but it's probably more likely, and studies show, as the family goes, so goes the faith. And so you wonder why the church is not able to have the hold that it had, partly because as family gets deconstructed, the very image of God, the family is the image of God, male and female. He created them, and together we bear the image of God. The family is the domestic church. It's the place where the great story, the narrative of God's creative purpose, we come to it in love, and we learn it in love, and we learn to discipline ourselves and as a family to bend our knee to God and to welcome His purpose and will. That's being deconstructed. And the modern mind rejects objective truth, objective claims, authority outside one's own willing. That's a radical, radical contradiction to God's created order. And the church today is being challenged to stand for Christ. And we're in such a battle, it's a purifying fire that's come upon the church. This is a moment when we're called in love to stand and bear witness to the truth with patient endurance. To live the truth, to communicate the truth, to proclaim the gospel, and to love our neighbor in the truth, to will the good of our neighbor. The spirit of the age demands a redefinition of love. Love means you affirm my truth. If you don't affirm my truth, you don't love me. It's a lie. To love someone is to will the good of that person. The good is rooted in the true, what's true. To be part of what Pope Benedict described as the collective shared pretense. Again, I'll read what he said. He said, the opinion of untruth gains domination in society, where human beings have decided to turn from God's truth and revelation, objective truth. He said the entire life of a society, political as well as personal decisions, can in this way rest on a dictatorship of untruth, of how things are presented and reported instead of reality itself. An entire society can thus fall from the truth into shared deceit, into a slavery of untruth and of not being. Friends, this is happening. The affirmation that sodomy, I know this is a tough thing to hear in the morning, that polyamory and polygamy, all these things, 100 genders, all of this is not truth. This is untruth. It's a human society falling in judgment. God is giving us what we want, and we're falling into a collective deceit. And we're passing that deceit on to our children. And we're making things up. And we're calling it truth. Our senseless minds, as the scripture said, have become darkened. What is this? Why is this happening? Because the judgment of God is on us. We've committed idolatry. The idolatry is, I refuse to give to God what belongs to God. I refuse to acknowledge Him and give Him thanks and adore Him. And to obey and follow Him. So I'm going to suppress the truth about His will so that my will can ascend and I can do whatever it is I want to do. And I will not conform myself to reality, which we used to call sanity. I will manipulate reality to my own liking. And I will use the force of government power, of law. In this collective deceit, I will seduce not only media seduced into it, Hollywood entertainment seduced into it, the political world now seduced to it. I mean, remember just a few years ago, the state of Indiana, the legislature, which has every right to do, voted to support traditional family. And within 24 hours, the gods of this age came down on their head with such aggressive force. We're going to remove our businesses. We're going to punish you. And as one of the big leaders, one of the biggest donors that's been out there transforming the definition of family and human sexuality, in his own words said, we've transformed state after state, and now we're going to go after even the conservative states. We're what? Trying to conserve what? God's revelation of the meaning of family. In his words, it's time to punish the sinners. Who are the sinners now? Those who refused the new religion. What's the new religion? The new religion is self-worship. The new religion is radical self-will and radical autonomy. The new religion is the sexual revolution. We will define the meaning of sex and its purpose on our own, and we'll manipulate it from beginning to end. Why? Because we can. We're enlightened, and we are our own masters. That's why. That's why we're going to do it. That's the idolatry of our time. That's the battlefield. And the church is in the crosshairs. Watch what happens. God is permitting the church to be pruned because we've entered into a time where it's going to be very difficult to stand up for what the church believes. That is, to stand with Jesus. The temptation is going to be like, I see different clergy, even some bishops around the world, starting to conform to the culture. There's lots of leaders in the church. Let me put it this way. Some leaders of the church are constitutionally incapable of dealing with conflict. They're absolutely risk averse. They don't want to upset people. They can't deal with conflict. And what's happening is the pressure of the culture is causing them to buckle. And they say things like, well, everybody's going in this direction. Times are changing. Marriage changes. Family changes. We're all changing. And God loves everybody. Let's just welcome everybody in. You can't come into the church on your own terms. The church exists to make disciples. What's a disciple? Jesus said, you must deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. Jesus sets the terms for the relationship. To be a disciple is to die to self-will. The church used to be the place where we understood this drive in the human heart, a fallen human heart. I've got one. You've got one. King David had one. St. Peter had one. The drive to want what I want when I want it. I don't want God's will. A part of me doesn't want God's will. I want to pursue the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I want pleasure. I want riches. I want fame. It's in all of us, that temptation. But now when the world says, I'm going to have it, and I'm going to have the church too, and leaders say, okay, come on your own terms. Can't do it. If the church does that, the church has failed. And friends, I've said this for years. If the church is wrong about human sexuality, about male and female, and if she's wrong about family, she's wrong about everything. That's how central those truths are. God himself instituted male and female, family, human reproduction. It's part of God's revelation. It's nature. It's the teaching of the church. And any clergyman who redefines it all is not a disciple. Don't follow him. Don't follow him. Read your scripture. The reason we're easily followed, we're seduced, because the authority of the scripture has been dramatically undermined, even in the church itself. The catechism as well now they want to change. Friends, follow Jesus in his words and in his scripture, and he'll lead you from darkness to light. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.